TwitchCon 2023. It's October 20th through the 22nd in Las Vegas.
You ever seen the desert after it comes a rain and everything lights up?
Got your tickets? Make sure you stop by the Bob Ross booth and take your free Happy Little Painting class with us. Find out more at TwitchCon.com. In October 2015, an Amazon-owned streaming service aired an all-episodes marathon of Bob Ross's famous painting series.
Hello, I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to the joy of painting. This is a wet-on-wet painting technique, and each week I'll take you step-by-step through a beautiful oil painting. If you've been with us before, I'm glad to see you again.
Just 1 year prior, Amazon had made a big splash by acquiring the rights to this streaming platform.
It looks like Amazon has purchased game streaming company Twitch.tv for close to $1 billion.
And for that handsome sum, Amazon bought Twitch.tv. They paid in cash.
You know, I get letters from people and say, Bob, I've got a little nervous twitch in my hand and it. I just can't paint because of that. This is your painting.
Twitch was the biggest live streamer on the planet at that time, and mostly used as an interactive platform for video game fanatics. A year after the Amazon deal, even bigger things were happening. The launch of Twitch Creative, a new showcase for artistic users on the platform. And to help promote the launch, Twitch turned a spotlight on a familiar face.
This piece of canvas really is your world. And on this piece of canvas, you have total and absolute power. You can create any illusion that you want here.
Over a stretch of 8.5 days, Twitch streamed all 403 episodes of The Joy of Painting on its new channel.
And if you have a little nervous twitch in your hand, it'll pay you great dividends here. Just let it wiggle and jiggle and carry on.
And over the course of those 8 autumn days in 2015, over 5.5 million people watched.
In painting, you can go to any world that you want. And I think that's probably what attracts a lot of people, including me. I like to be able to create my own world. And I'm very happy that you joined me in that world. That you've invited me back into your home for this series. That's very special.
Here was a new indicator that Bob Ross still mattered to millions, that a new generation of young people was invested in the joy of painting. It seemed that gamers had another interest as well.
And sometimes, it's a lot of fun just to play some games. Watch here. Maybe in our world, there's another little mountain that lives right there.
Were that many people who loved Bob Ross also twitching?
Is twitching a word? Can I say twitching? Is that an actual, or did I just make that up?
We use Twitcher, we use twitching, yeah, all of the
like
forms.
Your mom's calling down from downstairs and dinner's ready, and she's like, come on, dinner's ready. And you go, Mom, I'm twitching. She's going to run upstairs and exactly. She's worried about you.
In 2020, with most everyone stuck at home, twitching was huge. And it happened again. Millions of folks flocked to Twitch to watch Bob. But this time, the vibe was different. It was also a much-needed source of social connection during a paralyzing pandemic. And for some folks, it inspired them to step away from their screens to do even bigger things. At a time where everyone found themselves sitting still, Bob Ross inspired movement.
I didn't know that certified instructors were a thing. I was like, what? You guys do this? Like, it's still a thing? Like,
it was just an entrance to a creative explosion, so I was able to do what I absolutely loved.
So how has Bob's presence on Twitch inspired influencers on the platform to take their joy of painting to the next level? What the heck is Twitch even anyway? I'm an arcade kid myself. And you know what? I'm going to go beat the high score on Miss Pac-Man. Then I'll tell you all about it.
Hey, Bob, I got 2 quarters left. You want to play?
Okay, let me clean this brush. I'll wash this brush and it will soften that all up. And be ready to play.
Oh, man, I'm going to kick your...
For a couple of magical years in the 1980s, my grandfather owned a video arcade. It was called Pinball Inferno. My dad would bring me there on Friday nights, It was his second job hustle that helped pay for my Capri Sun and my Jell-O pudding pops.
Jell-O pudding pops! Jell-O pudding pops! Frozen pudding on a stick!
Pinball Inferno was stacked with all the popular games of the time. Aisle to aisle, wall to wall. Hey Dig Dug, hey Pole Position, hey Punch Out. A long row of pinball machines, a jukebox. The sounds of Pat Benatar and the Pointer Sisters competing with a heavenly cacophony of bleeps and bloops. At this moment in time, this was the only place you could hang with Mario and Luigi, Donkey Kong, Q-Bert and Frogger. A carpeted room full of joystick-wielding teenagers, noisy nerds, and fledgling skateboard punks. It was awesome. Saturday mornings at home were more quiet, peaceful. No video games? Yeah, sure, that's okay. Maybe I'll read a book. Let's see what's on the TV.
Hello, I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to the 29th Joy of Painting series. If this is your first time with us, allow me to extend a personal invitation for you to get your brushes and your paints and paint along with us each show.
Well, it wasn't Zaxxon or Discs of Tron, but quiet weekends with Bob Ross still felt special. Back then, you couldn't watch Bob again after it was over. You couldn't watch 5 episodes in a row. When Bob said happy painting and God bless my friend at the end, that was it. The end. You probably wouldn't see Bob until tomorrow, or maybe even for another week. And yeah, you could have taped the show on your VCR, but good luck setting that thing up. It's like the space shuttle.
If you want to watch one show, but record another show at the same time, the television set does not have to be on channel 3.
It does!
No, it
does. It does!
No, if you're watching, watch a recording, then it has to be on 3.
In this brief moment in history, Bob Ross and video games were both thriving, beginning the peak of their mountainous popularity.
Maybe he's real popular.
And in the decades that followed, Bob Ross and video games would both experience new life as nostalgia icons for an entire generation.
I grew up like many kids of my generation. I was born in 83, so in the late 80s, early 90s, only having channels 2 to 13 on most of the TVs in my house. In the afternoons, by the time I came home from school, it was Bob Ross.
Mark Stetson is a video creator and a comedian from New York City. Mark's going to hold our hand and lead us onto the grid, onto Bob Ross Twitch. Mark's not a painter, just the lifelong Joy of Painting ambassador.
It was a show that, like, as I got older, I found more and more elements of the show that really resonated with me. The affirmations, the positivity, and the fact that, like, from start to finish, in a matter of, you know, 22-ish minutes, he would create something magical.
But when you start adding other colors on there, son of a gun, it just comes alive like, oh, it's like magic happening.
You can watch it at 4 years old, and you can watch it at 40 years old, and you can watch it at 80 years old, and you can find elements of it that you connect with and that, like, bring you joy.
As he got older, Mark began to turn his attention to a different kind of art. The theater.
You needeth a foot, and I needeth a shoe. Let us walk together.
All right, but watch your step.
And my dad felt that I should have gone to school for business. It was a point of contention for a while. Like, he and I did not see eye to eye for the majority of high school and the majority of college.
Mark's father was old school, a self-made man. He didn't necessarily approve of his son's bohemian pursuits, but he did share a few passions.
My dad was such a huge lover of art, and I get my love and appreciation for art from my dad.
Life's too short to be alone. Too precious. Share it with a friend.
He's like, I want to take tap dancing lessons. So my dad at 74 decided that he was going to start tap dancing and wanted to know if I wanted to join. So my dad and I started taking tap dancing lessons at the same time, and I was 24.
That's not where I expected that story to go, but please continue.
I digress. No, but, like, neither did I. Like, my dad was full of surprises. You know, he was like, my hero is always Fred Astaire. I wanted to try it once before I die.
Soon after their unique bonding moment, Mark's father tap danced up to heaven, and a heartbroken son found solace in Bob.
Got to have the dark in there so the light shows. You know, it's just like life. You have to have a little sadness in your life so you know when you have a happy time. If everything was happy, you wouldn't know. But you have some sad times in your life, and Then when you have a happy time, then you know you're having a happy time. So it makes it fantastic.
Years later, during a pandemic, Mark was again looking for a source of comfort. And this time, he found it on Twitch.
People live streaming, people connecting from home, and they had there was a Bob Ross channel. And at any given time, you could hop on and talk to anywhere between 1,000 and 4,000 other Bob Ross fans in real time while episodes of The Joy of Painting were going on.
Talk to all the little creatures, little bunny rabbits live out there.
And I found a community.
Mark and his friend Micah would start creating on the platform too, with a Bob-inspired channel called Art Smackdown.
Get your pencils, grab your paints, collect anything you consider art supplies. It's time for Art Smackdown, the game show that makes art the cutthroat competition God intended.
And I found other artists like Jesse Mason.
Most people might know me better as my Twitch handle, Lady Galaga.
Certified Ross instructor Jesse Mason has a Twitch handle that pays tribute to the Namco video game from the early 1980s. As the grandson of arcade owners, I know Galaga well.
I'm sure not everybody gets that, probably mispronounces it, probably says Lady Gaga.
Lady Galaga.
Right, right. And that probably grinds your gears considering, right?
Nah.
So how does Jesse Mason obtain the nickname, the moniker, Lady Galaga?
I thought it was a funny little play on words. And yeah, Galaga was just always one of those games that I love playing at the arcade and everything. And my dad actually taught me how to play Galaga. So it's a little throwback to him as well.
Dad Mason, what's your dad's name?
James, or Jim.
Oh, James Mason, the actor?
I will ignore that idiotic joke.
Games like Galaga, a lot of games from that era, have had long-lasting appeal because of their simplicity. The familiar sounds, the vibrant colors. It makes total sense that the Twitch crowd would find the same sort of appeal from another classic.
Play, have fun. There, painting should always be fun. If it's not fun, then you're doing the wrong thing.
A big chunk of fun on Twitch revolves around something called speedrunning, mastering those classic games as fast as you can.
It's kind of very similar to painting in the Bob Ross style. At first, you don't worry about the speed. You just worry about getting the technique done, and it's all about being able to play the game correctly and well and everything.
Maybe the first time you try this, it's going to take you more than a couple of minutes. But the more you practice, the faster you'll become. Initially, don't worry about speed. Don't even think about speed. If you want to learn, don't worry about speed. It comes with just a little practice, and you won't even realize it's happening.
As Bob says, don't worry about the speed will come. And then all of a sudden, you know, one day it takes you 8 hours to beat Zelda 2, and then you practice, and then all of a sudden you can beat Zelda 2 in an hour and a half, like I can.
In between all the speedrunning, Jesse and her husband went exploring on Twitch for something a little slower, a little more laid back.
Large brush, and we can very lightly. Just tap, soften. Very, very soft, very quiet painting. This is one that should relax you.
It was like magic. He would do this entire painting in half an hour. I know a lot of people have the same experience when you're watching Bob and then you look away for maybe 3 minutes and then you look up and you're like, oh my gosh, what did I miss? You have an entire painting done here.
And Jesse Mason decided to combine her two passions.
It all started with Bob. We were watching the marathons with Bob and everything, and watching the Bob Twitch reignited my passion for art, and I had never tried oil painting before. I had always done acrylics, so I was really getting into oil painting and everything, and we were thinking, boy, wouldn't this be fun if I could stream myself painting on Twitch? That's when we kind of started looking into getting the Bob Ross paints and the brushes and everything.
As the world was shutting down, Jesse's artistic side was opening up, but the gamer in her had her looking for an edge. She went to BobRoss.com to get some helpful hints.
And discovered that you could become a certified Bob Ross instructor.
Even though she was already enjoying painting along with Bob, Jesse didn't really feel quite ready to level up.
At first I was like, I don't know, maybe somewhere down the road, maybe in the future someday. And my husband was the one that was like, do it. Like, now's the perfect time. You know, I don't have a job to worry about or anything. And I actually, I had a month's worth of vacation built up with that job that I never got to use. So they actually sent me a payout for that. And I actually used that to become a CRI.
It's a through line here in the Bob Ross universe. Hardship happens. Adversity happens. Life happens. Someone close to us says, do it.
If you learn how to make a cloud, then it's worth all the effort. Learning. Every time you practice, you learn more. Every painting you do, you learn a little bit more, and you know in your heart that the next one's going to be even better. Each one gets better.
And soon, while most of us were still unwilling to venture out in public, Jessie Mason was on her way to become a certified Bob Ross instructor in New Smyrna Beach. Meanwhile, on the other side of the country, a similar story was unfolding.
My name is Amanda. I live in Orange County, California. I'm a certified Bob Ross instructor, and I live stream a lot of my paintings on Twitch and share it with the internet.
Before she plugged into Twitch, Amanda plugged into Bob, not just as an admirer of his paintings.
You know, even like Bob Ross would say, like, you have unlimited power on this canvas. Like, you can create anything. You are the creator of worlds. You can build mountains. Like, there's something very powerful in creativity, and not just painting. Like, I think that's one of the things when I teach classes or stream, there's something about creativity that I really hope that everyone finds their creative outlet, because there is power in that creativity and making something.
Anybody can go buy something, but to make something with your own hands and your own heart and give it to somebody because you care about them, that's special. That is really special.
At that point, I hadn't tried oil painting ever. I had always been into acrylic paint. And so I found it just fascinating just what he could do with this medium that I hadn't tried yet, and a medium that I found really intimidating, and he made it look so easy and approachable.
I only want to show you a technique that makes painting very easy and that you can do. Anybody can do. I've absolutely never met anyone who could not paint.
In 2019, Amanda attended TwitchCon, the company's massive semi-annual gaming convention.
They had this huge Bob Ross booth, and at that point, I had tried one or two Bob Ross paintings, and I had them with me. I was at the artist alley, I was selling art, so I had a few of my very poorly attempted Bob Ross paintings with me. So I took a picture of myself with my little Bob Ross painting in front of this huge Bob Ross display that they had. And I think I just kind of leaned more and more into it after that and wanted to try more of his style.
At TwitchCon, 300 other happy painters were also leaning into Bob Ross's painting style, taking a class led by certified Ross instructor Faye Fletcher.
I didn't know that certified instructors were a thing. I was like, what? This is, you guys do this? Like, you still, like, it's still a thing? Like, so I went up to her after, and I was like, I have so many questions for you. And I wanted to know more about it. It was like that itch in the back of my brain. And she was cleaning like hundreds of paintbrushes. And then I saw, oh, it's only in Florida. Like, dang it. In the back of my head, I was like, oh, I can't do that. That's crazy.
Let's get crazy. A little bright red. Since we have red in this painting, what the heck? Let's just get really crazy.
It was one of those thoughts, like I said, like an itch that just would not leave my brain. Like, I couldn't let it go. And I kept thinking about it and thinking about it. And then all of a sudden, I was like, all right, how much would this cost? How much would that? And I started doing the math. And then I actually did a fundraiser on my Twitch channel. And I turned it into a big thing, like, help me get my certification. And I was fortunate enough to be able to save the money and raise enough money to go. And I booked it. I was excited. And I had everything booked. It was like almost a year before I was supposed to go. And I already had like plane tickets ready to go. And then COVID happened. So I still kept everything, all my reservations, hoping that things would open back up. And about 2 or 3 weeks before my trip, the airlines had just opened back up. Everyone was still social distancing. And I was like, I'm just going to do it. I was like, I'm just going to be crazy. I'm going to go. And I went, and I think it was like me and like two other people on this airplane.
Jesse Mason and Amanda Burns both arrive at the Bob Ross workshop in Florida during a difficult time. They're inspired, determined, not just to up their painting games on Twitch. They're also here because they see an opportunity to spread joy, just like their favorite TV painter.
Take everything that I learned and just showcase and basically continue what Bob started.
I've taken other art classes or done other art galleries outside of the Bob Ross style and community, and it's all great, but it can be more stressful. There's something about the Bob Ross community that's just so laid back and calm, and we're really here to feel good, to spread, like, literally the joy of painting. We're here to spread joy, creativity. Like, there's no mistakes, no pressure. You can absolutely do this. Like, it's there's something very inviting and welcoming about it.
Set your canvas up and show them how to do it. And when you find something good, spread it around. Show others how to do it. Shoot. That's where half the fun of painting is sharing it with other people. Just sharing it.
And I think it was their first time reopening the studio for certification since COVID had started. So it was like a celebration for all of us. We were just happy to be living life a little bit again and doing something, and something we'd all been looking forward to for a long time. So it was really wonderful.
That's the cool thing about being a CRI. We're constantly learning, constantly growing and learning from each other too.
I think finding the kind of weird artsy kids, just I felt like I could be myself around more of these people, more of these other quirky, unique, artsy people. I guess eclectic is a good word for it too.
Make them your friends. Talk to them. It doesn't matter if people think you're crazy, you know. Painters are noted for being a little weird anyway. We can get away with things like that. If I acted normal, nobody would know me.
Jesse and Amanda return to their corners of the country as CRIs, a little braver, a little wiser. Then, out in California, Amanda gets her first gig.
Once you become a certified instructor, they put your name and your contact information on the Bob Ross website. So if anyone goes to bobross.com, clicks on look for a teacher, clicks on California, I'm one of the first names that pops up because it's alphabetical, and I'm lucky to be Amanda Burns.
Yeah, good thing your name's not Zed.
Yeah, right. And I got an email from Owen Wilson's assistant. I thought it was a scam or fake somehow at first. I was like, yeah, right.
What are you talking about?
But he emailed me and he's like, hey, Owen Wilson wants to do a Bob Ross painting at his house. How much would you charge for this many people? And I was like, shh, this is fake. And I was like, let's see where it goes.
Are you kidding?
And instead he was like, okay, no problem. Send me an invoice. And I was like, wait, what? You for real?
A cynical Amanda sends over a proposal, expecting no response. Instead, she gets a quick reply.
And then I was like, oh crap. And I was like, I told my husband, I was like, babe, maybe this is legit. And so I started like looking this guy's name up. I was like, who is this assistant guy? And I like Googled it because I was like, I don't trust anyone that says they're working for a celebrity and they just happen to email me.
Amanda discovers that the assistant is who he says he is.
So then I started getting nervous because I had not actually done a Bob Ross class yet. I had just gotten certified and it was still very social distancing pandemic time. So the art stores weren't doing classes yet. Nobody wanted to do in-person stuff. So I hadn't actually started teaching yet. I didn't have enough easels and paintbrushes and supplies. And I was like, oh crap. But in the back of my mind, I was like, fake it till you make it. So I bought the supplies. I bought some easels, bought some brushes. It was only four people, thankfully. So not that much. I don't know why I had it in the back of my mind. Like, no way, this isn't really Owen Wilson. Like, what is this? And then his assistant called me. After we had kind of gone back and forth through email, he called me to set a few things up and he was asking me questions. And then all of a sudden he's like, hold on. And he passes the phone to Owen Wilson. And all of a sudden I'm on the phone with Owen Wilson. And I was like, just looking at my husband with these big eyes, trying to like, be like, please read my face, read my mind right now. Just staring at my husband, like I'm talking to Owen Wilson.
What are you doing?
I had been painting with oils for a long time. I had just, the certification course was fresh, so I was like, I can do this.
It's easy. You can do it. Tell you what, let's really have some fun. Maybe right here lives. Yep. Yep, there he is.
And I get to his house, and it's gorgeous. It's amazing view over his pool, overlooking the ocean. Like, absolutely beautiful. I was like, I don't belong here. And it was him and two of his kids and a friend. And he was very kind. He was very welcoming. It was very funny. His personality, he's just like a character in his movies. He's very comedic. That's just him. He did say, wow.
Wow.
His son was painting on the other side of the table. And he went to the other side of the table and looked at his son's painting. And he was like, wow.
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 And it took everything within me not to just lose it.
Owen Wilson, respected and apparently method actor, is studying for a role as a public television painter named Carl Norgel in a comedy called Paint.
And he came out in a silly looking bathrobe and a cowboy hat. And he's like, here's the greatest painter in the world. And his kids were laughing. And I'm so glad he was wearing a bathrobe so he didn't get paint on his clothes. And it was kind of just a funny thing, even though I gave them aprons. But I'm so, so glad, because an instructor's biggest nightmare. A gust of wind came towards the end of the painting and blew his canvas right onto his chest. He got smacked in the chest with his wet oil painting, and I was like, I wanted to just die. I was like, oh my god, like, I should have secured the easel, like, all these things running through my head, like, oh no, you messed up. And he was fine, and like, we fixed the painting, it wasn't ruined, but like, I was so happy he wore a bathrobe to protect his shirt, because my apron would not have saved him.
So he painted his whole painting wearing a bathrobe and a cowboy hat?
Yes.
Wow.
Needless to say, Amanda Burns' first experience teaching in person was unforgettable. Twitch is a place for Bob Ross fans of a certain type. Some of them just happen to paint like him, too.
You watch him paint and how happy he is, and it's contagious.
You're feeding off of the crowd or the people you're painting for, like in my case on Twitch. You know, the memes that are on the Bob Twitch, like exclamation point cabin, you know, everybody wants a cabin. So those memes translate over to my stream as well. And people are like, oh, can we put a cabin in, or can we put a dragon in?
I think today we'll use some. I'll take some bright red. What the heck? Be brave. Be brave. Take a chance. Experiment. Enjoy. That's what makes it fun.
And I say that a lot on my streams as well. Like, when I'm watching Bob Ross, that's how it feels. It feels like I'm just hanging out with a friend, and we're just buddies, just painting together, and we're just going to have, you know, we're going to sip some iced tea afterwards.
So, the easel set up, a little glass of tea right there beside you. I'm an iced tea freak. I was raised in the South, and everybody there likes iced tea.
And whether you're an iced tea freak, a Zelda freak, a Star Wars nut, a Contra nerd, or an 80s-era video game geek, you know you've always got a friend, online and off, in Bob Ross.
It's all about the positivity and encouragement. He always encouraged you, and sometimes he would show when he made a little mistake or whatever. It's like, it's fine, it's whatever, you can adjust it, just work with it, just roll with it. And it's just like that in life too. If something happens, like, yeah, you know, don't worry about it, just continue, move forward. Focus on the positive. Just keep moving forward.
You watch enough Bob Ross episodes just to watch the happy guy say his cute things and create something pretty looking. And then all of a sudden you start thinking, I think I could do that.
This is your painting. Because if you have a little nervous twitch, it really works better doing these tree branches. I have youngsters in their 90s who write me and tell me that they never believed that they could paint. And they're doing it. And they're doing it every day.
Follow Jesse Mason on Twitch at Lady Galaga, and follow Amanda Burns on Twitch at Amanda Ruth Art. The old clock on my laptop tells me we've got another finished podcast episode. I want to thank my guests, Amanda Burns, Jesse Mason, and Mark Stetson. This happy little episode was produced with help from James Shapiro at Jansen Media, and it was mixed by digital sound and video of Daytona Beach, Florida. Support your local public television station. Say thanks for giving us Bob Ross and the Joy of Painting. How about you show us your paintings? Use hashtag PaintLikeBobRoss. Bob Ross certified instructors, they're the only ones that know how to teach you Bob's world-famous painting method. So don't settle for second best. Find a local CRI at BobRoss.com and then click Take a Class. Got your own Bob Ross story to tell? Leave us a message at 866-FANBRUSH. Or you can email us at podcast@bobross.com. And follow us on Instagram at @BobRoss_TheJoyOfPainting. I'm Ron Scalzo. The Joy of Bob Ross is written and produced by me, Ron Scalzo, in partnership with Bob Ross, Inc. Bob Ross name and images are registered trademarks of Bob Ross, Inc.